Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my very special guest, Peter Thiele. Welcome, Pete.
Good to see you again, Wayne. Thank you very much.
It's great to have you on the show. We've had Pete on the show before. He's told us about some of his exploits from the past. He's very well known in the Washington, D.C. metro area, was involved. He was the former ambassador to Canada and also was very involved with the publicly traded company Amgen. But what he's become known for in recent years is the Children's Charities Foundation, something that I have been involved off and on since 1994 when it was first founded. Right, Pete?
That's exactly right, and you were our first general counsel.
That's right. And tell me a little bit about how this whole vision came to being, the Children's Charities Foundation. What inspired you to do this? Because you really are the driving force behind this organization.
Well, there's a couple of reasons, really. The first being that I had serious cancer in 1991, colon cancer. Quite frankly, nearly died because of complications of surgery. Came through that. And while I was in the hospital, I was thinking about the fact that it's really time for me to do something for the community, for society, in a voluntary area. And I wanted to do something for children for a lot of reasons, one of which was the fact that I was also the United States representative to the United Nations Children's Fund. And I saw a lot while I was there. At that point in time, believe it or not, there were 40,000 children a day dying of curable illnesses. And so in a small way, I thought, well, I'd like to try to do something for the region here, but I'd like to do something where people could really enjoy themselves and have a good time rather than just being asked for money. And the concept was to have a local basketball tournament,
right,
with our local schools. As it turns out, that the two schools that really stepped up were the University of Maryland and George Washington University. They served as our first hosts, and have done so ever since.
And they've been the anchor teams for the basketball tournament every year since 1994.
Yes, they have, and they've done a wonderful job. They've been really civic-minded in terms of their efforts, and we're extraordinarily happy and proud of what they have done for us.
And so you were interested in doing something that was fun. So how did you go about doing this? I mean, that would be a daunting task to try to assemble a group of people that could pull this off.
Well, what happened was I sent a letter to Abe Pollin.
Okay.
And told him what I wanted to do. He gave the letter to Bob Zerflew, who worked for him at that point in time, and said, you know, call this guy up and see what he has in mind.
All right.
Which he did. And we got together. I told him what I wanted to do and that there were some people I could bring in to get this thing going. One of the things that he did recommend to me is that I meet with John Feinstein because of his knowledge of basketball, clearly, and also his relationships with coaches and others around the country. So John was involved at the very beginning, as, you know, were others.
Right.
And it took us really more than a year to get the games launched. And really, as an afterthought, we had a gala the day prior to the games. And as it turns out, that we've had that gala ever since, in addition to the games.
Let's talk about the gala. This year it's on December the 3rd, isn't it? A Saturday night.
It's Saturday night, December the 3rd at the Wardman Park Marriott.
And it's never too late to buy tickets to the gala, let alone the tournament. Tell us, first of all, a little bit about the gala. The gala is going to be very exciting this year.
It's going to be, you know, last year we had a great gala. We had the original cast of the Jersey Boys, and they were absolutely fabulous.
Unbelievable.
People had a great, great time. And this year, we have the musical group ABBA coming in, and there's a couple of ABBA groups. This is the premier group. They performed this summer, I know, out at Wolf Trap to really good reviews. So we think we're going to have a terrific night. It is it's interesting in this respect. We don't have any speeches. We don't have any politicians involved. We give out a few awards. We have an auction. We bring out the group, and people dance for a couple of hours, And our group really dances. They have a great, great time. So
it is. And this is going to be something to dance to this year with ABBA. I was inviting some people to attend with us, and they're just really excited about this. So for those of you that are interested in finding out about the gala or the basketball tournament, by the way, how do we do that? What is the website address for
we
that?
We have a very nice website, which is www.ccfdc.org.
And there you can find information not only about the gala, but about the basketball tournament. But I've been saving the best for last. We've got plenty of time to talk about the tournaments in the past. Now, I remember going to one of the very first tournaments. We had Kansas when Paul Pierce was there. We had Massachusetts when Marcus Canby was there.
Right.
And we've had the great Maryland teams and GW teams of the past. Lots of great teams have come through the Verizon Center and what was used to be the MCI Center. How about this year's tournament? I'm kind of excited about it. I'm stoked about this.
Well, we have a very good tournament this year. The University of Maryland is playing the University of Notre Dame. And George Washington is playing VCU, who are just coming off a Final Four appearance. They have a wonderful new coach. His name is Shaka Smart. He's probably the hottest property in the country in terms of coaching. And so we think we're going to have a great doubleheader that day.
And, you know, basically we've got a huge alumni base here for not only Maryland and GW, but also Notre Dame. So all you Notre Dame fans out there, come out and root for the Domers. And then also make sure that we're not forgetting about our friends in Richmond at VCU.
VCU are going to spend, or I should say they're going to send about 500 people up to the games, in addition to the students that want to come up and participate also. So we're pretty happy about that. They're going to have a really good team, and it's going to be a great test for George Washington. Notre Dame's going to be a strong team again, and it'll be a big test for the Terps.
I think it's going to be a very exciting day of basketball, and that's on December the 4th. What time does it start in the afternoon?
The first game is at 2:30, and the second game, I believe, is at either 5 o'clock or 5:15.
So all of you who are disenchanted with the Washington Redskins, as I am, you'll just come out and watch basketball and really enjoy yourself. It's college basketball. There's lots of great tickets available.
And Wayne, there may not be any NBA games at that particular point in time.
That's
so
right.
I don't wish them any bad luck, but it would be nice if we had the stage to ourselves.
That's right. And, you know, I'm much more interested in college sports these days than ever before. So we know that the Children's Charities Foundation has been around since 1994. Tell us some of the great charities that we have been able to support throughout the years. I mean, there's been hundreds of charities, I know, that have received the donations from the CCF. Give us a little bit of background on that.
Well, we basically are looking to assist charities that deal with at-risk children in terms of financial situation, health, education, social problems in terms of child abuse, for example. These are basically the main things that we're looking at. We started a program a couple of years ago with the support and help of Lord and Taylor. Basically, I thought to myself, you know, we've been giving away a lot of money.
Right.
At that point in time, we had given away probably about $7.5 million. But I thought that we should be doing something a little bit more hands-on. And a funny thing happened coming back from the store, in the sense that Vicki and I were at Lord & Taylor, and we're shopping, and we have a little one at home. So we bought a couple of coats for her. And with the sales and the markdowns and one thing and another, with some really nice coats, we thought, gee, you know, we should buy some and, you know, give them to a church or a charity or whatever. And we said, okay, well, let's buy 10. And on the way home, I looked at Vicki and I said, well, why don't we go back and buy 500? And which we did. We cleaned the store out and a couple of other stores, and Lord and Taylor came in and were very supportive in terms of the cost of the coats. That was the first year we gave out 500, and that was in 2010. This year in January, we gave out more than 1,300, and next January, we'll give out a minimum of 1,200, but I'm sure it'll go above that. So working with Lord and Taylor, we've managed to work with these charities to get these coats to kids that are basically homeless or in transitional housing. But getting back to your original question in terms of, you know, we've given money to the D.C. Children's Trust Fund for child abuse prevention. We have given money to the Washington Middle School for girls.
Right.
The Washington Jesuit Academy, St. Anne's, House of Ruth.
Right.
You know, we can go on, and you probably know a number of them. I'm sure you do also.
Yeah, I used to review all the charity applications that came into the organization, you know, there was an average of 40 to 45 charities a year that would receive, you know, significant grants from the Children's Charities Foundation. And it all is because of you, Pete. I mean, you took the lead, and you established the precedent that allowed the rest of us to sort of step in and do something good for the community too. And it's not just those who are on the board that are involved. We have hundreds of volunteers around the area. We not only have the Children's Charities Foundation Gala, and we not only have the basketball, which is on December the 4th, don't forget to buy your tickets, but we also have a golf tournament every year, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have one. It's generally about the first week of May.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we've done for the last 5 or 6 years, and it's been relatively successful. And it's really run by one of our board members, actually two, Rita Norton and Tim Jenkins, and they do a really good job. All of this information is on our website, and people can, they can buy a ticket to the gala, which is $500 for an individual ticket. They can get tickets for the BB&T Classic. The very best seats for the doubleheader are $45, and I think they go down to about $15 or so for the upper regions. And
which is a bargain. It's a day's worth of basketball.
It's the cheapest sporting event that you can find in the Washington area for quality sports.
At the Verizon Center.
Yes, absolutely. Right? And also for $32, I mean, you can buy a child a brand new quality coat.
And that ensures that a child is not going to walk around shivering all winter who otherwise might be.
No, you know, it's a funny thing. We gave away 1,300 last year, and we thought, you know, that was pretty good. But the fact of the matter is, Wayne, as you know, we could be giving away 30, 40, 50,000.
Thousand, right.
Yeah.
This area alone, people don't really understand the level of poverty that pervades not only the district, but also the counties that surround it. And Children's Charities Foundation has always been devoted to not only helping kids in the inner city, but also in PG County, Montgomery County, Prince William County, and Arlington and Alexandria and Fairfax counties as well.
No, that's true. And of course, the district is suffering the most in terms of unemployment. Ward 8, you have 28% unemployment.
Unbelievable.
Ward 6, you're at about 24% unemployment. And all of those things, you know, they contribute to poverty, you know, obviously. And poverty, unfortunately, contributes to a lot of other ills in our society that impact children.
Absolutely. The downturn in education, which the Children's Charities Foundation has also been able to fortunately subsidize over the years.
We have, you know, Sister Mary Jordan over at the Washington Middle School for Girls. She has some relatively small classes of kids, all girls. But every one of them, they go to a high school, I think on scholarship.
Right.
And now they're into the situation where they're going to college, many of them on scholarships. And I mispronounced sister's name. It's Borden, Sister Mary Borden, who's mm-hmm. really a wonderful person. And, you know, the Washington Jesuit Academy, they do the same things. I mean, they find at-risk kids, they bring them in, they educate them, they do wonderfully well, they're off to college, and they're going to be highly productive citizens.
So with a minute left, some of the partners that we can thank for all of their beneficence over the years.
Well, we have to begin with BB&T, and they're not only a great partner, but as a corporation, they are really, really involved in the community, and they're a model, it seems to me. My old company, Amgen, has always stepped up. Geico is stepping up. AstraZeneca, Sanofi Adventis, Smuckers is in, and we're quite pleased about
wonderful.
That. So these are
great corporate partners.
They are great corporate partners, and they're wonderful people, and they've got their heart in the right place.
And we need the individuals to pony up, too. We need you at the game. The more tickets we buy to the game, the more money that goes to local D.C., Virginia, Maryland, at-risk and disadvantaged children and youth.
No question about it. And also, look, if any of the corporate officers listening out there today would like to participate, go to our website. We'll be happy to get in touch with you.
And the website is?
www.ccfdc.org.
Peter Thiele, thank you so much for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much, Wayne.
Have a great week, and listen to us next week for another special topic and special guest.